Today is the 28th birthday of Kenny S, the iconic French sniper, the best pure AWPer I've ever seen in any version of Counter-Strike. And by the way, also just one of the sweetest guys you can ever meet. One of the few players I would actually consider a friend who I ever sort of let in beyond just the foreign persona and let them sort of see what was going on behind the scenes. Just a guy that I've been able to support his whole career. I able to play a tiny part in it, being able to give him some encouragement or some advice sometimes. And I will say, because it's his birthday, I'll tell an anecdote. He told an anecdote in the reflections I did with him about how I was the second person after his girlfriend who we hugged when he won the major, DreamHack Collusion of Poker. But there's actually a cooler story, I think. It's one that I actually even have said on, I think, Summoning Insight. Was one of the few moments I ever got, like, properly emotional and almost shed a tear, but I didn't quite until the last time there from North East England, which was at ESL One Cologne 2018, when they had that Existence, Shock, Smith's Body, Kenny S lineup, which didn't end up working out with a bunch of throwback players. Kenny S was still in good form, actually, at this time. And in this tournament, they did a bunch of upsets, beating Na'Vi and teams like that. And they managed to get to the winner's match in that ESL format, where they played against Astralis, even took them close on a map. So they got into the arena part, in the LANXess, the top six. And in the fifth to sixth match, they were playing against Big in a game they sadly lost, and it wasn't that great. But as they were doing the walkout, and you can actually go on the VOD, you can go on YouTube and check this out. It's at like 24 minutes, 55 seconds or something, on map one, cash. When they were doing the walkout, because remember LANXess, legendary walkout, remember it was majors, you'd have like Get Right coming through and then Olaf Meister with the weird one where he had a dildo smashed on him or whatever. That was the one where you do that walkout through the crowd on the floor seating, right? When Kenny walked out like that, well, the analyst desk faces the back of the LANXess arena, and we basically see directly the people coming out of the both sides of like the locker room walk as it is to the stage. And when Kenny saw me, because I was a friend of his, and obviously I was pulling for him in this game and I was nervous for him, he looked over, locked eyes with me on the desk, and it looks on the video like you can't see who does it to. He just does a thing sort of like that. Was actually, he just looked at me dead in my eye and did that to me. And I remember in that moment thinking, whoa, like that was the moment that actually touched me a little bit. Like, he actually went out of his way to find me to like give me a thing, and that made me think like, oh, this is the guy to ride with. This is who you want to go to war with. So there's one of those rare moments that sort of let you in behind the curtain there. That's a moment that touched me. So happy birthday to Kenny S, one of the all-time greats. And I hope not done yet with his career.